Radio 92.3 Inspiration FM.
Good afternoon and welcome to another Sunday's programming of Wellness Half Hour. Your program on which we explore our health from a perspective that gives reverence to the source of our being. And we say that simply means there's a perfection in the design. In that design, there's wellness. There's systems within the body, systems on the earth, systems that grow the seed to the fruit, to the leaves, that beat the heart while you're sleeping. And that's our starting point. That's our gift. Thus, when ailment comes along, we pause and ask ourselves, where did I deviate or derail from my starting gift of wellness? Hence, we impart their five pillars to wellness. Number one, spirituality. That's a connectedness to source, to God. Number two, mindset. You know, the mind is the foreman of the factory. How you program it is how the body will respond. Number three, nutrition, which is whatever goes into the body, both what you eat and what you fail to eat, and how it impacts you at the level of the cell, the cellular level. Number four, lifestyle. Those daily routines, daily habits, from fitness activity to sleep, to our choices of personal care products, domestic, all those things factor into our lifestyle. Number five, environment. This is a huge one. All around us is environment. How do we care for our Garden of Eden? Are we trusting that those who left it for us did well, and we will do the same to those who come after us? Would it be very productive or polluted? Throughout the month of September and October, we've explored our health, looking at nutrition and talking about particular aspects of our diet, of our intake, that are concerning. And along the way, we have shared with you alternatives. We've looked at sugar. We've looked at wheat. Looked at milk. We talked about the alternatives, the plant-based milk, the alternative flours. We had a program on just our local, underutilized some seeds and nuts. Today, we'll explore further an aspect of our lifestyle. We are taught and now instinctively wake up in the morning and we brush our teeth. Get the toothbrush, pile the toothpaste on, and go ahead and shine all them 32, if you have up to that many still left, so that it smiles gloriously as you step out of your comfort zone into the day. Well, when you see some studies that raise concern about ingredients in personal care products, yes, you look at soap, you look at home chemicals, detergents, we also look at the toothpaste. What's in the toothpaste? Should we be looking carefully or just reading that big colorful advert on the outer box? Or should we get a microscope and read the ingredients? Are they all in our best interest? Are there a few concerning ones? And if so, what are the options? And to help us explore toothpaste today, we have very experienced medical personnel. In the name of Suzanne Oloyomide. Good afternoon. Suzanne is a nurse of many years' experience in the Lagos State area. And I heard her give a talk on this. And for her, as she said, it was kind of an awakening. But she was up to the task because she gave us awesome expanded understanding and options. Susan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Doctor.
Welcome to Wellness Half Hour.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
All right, let's build the discussion. Toothpaste. What is toothpaste?
Well, toothpaste, as many of us know, it's any gel or any paste that cleanses your teeth and your mouth to improve your oral hygiene. Now, many almost everybody uses toothpaste, if not everyone, and we use this gel every day. So I would like to explain what is a typical composition of a toothpaste. Most toothpaste, they consist of abrasives, they consist of fluoride. Some even go as far as adding antibacterials into the toothpaste. Now, your abrasives are those insoluble particles that helps to clean your mouth, to clean off debris and particles as you brush your teeth. Examples of this insoluble ingredients are aluminium hydroxide, calcium carbonate, magnesium carbonate, silicas, and many other forms. Now, the fluorides,
hold on, Susan. Okay. Abrasives.
So yes.
Those are particles that are designed to help scrub.
Insoluble particles.
Insoluble.
Yes.
That means they don't dissolve.
They don't dissolve.
They are like small, small pebbles or small, small rocks. And by when you rub the brush
against... Like when you want to scrub your pot, that's scouring powder. That's it.
Okay. All right. Abrasives. Big word. We learned that one today. Insoluble. That one too we learned today.
Okay. Now we're going to fluorides. This is very popular. This is considered the most effective active ingredient that should be in every toothpaste. Now, fluorides are occurring naturally in some plants, and they're even added to our water. In US, I think it's added to their drinking water. It's mandated by the government. So they're added in toothpaste to help in cleaning the teeth, to improve the whiteness of the teeth and improve its health. It's said to improve enamel formation and dental formation of the mouth. Okay, we'll move on to surfactants. Surfactant is any material that helps in boosting the foaming effect of a product. Surfactants are found in our soap, shampoos, even toothpaste. Example is the most common is sodium lauryl sulfate. If you check your toothpaste, check your soap, check your shampoo, you are going to see it. Either as SLS or SLES, sodium lauryl sulfate.
That category, surfactant. It helps to create the foaminess.
Yes. It's not even doing anything for your teeth. It's just making your toothpaste foam. You know, just to certify your psychology that, yes, your teeth is actually being washed clean.
Same way when you're washing clothes, that detergent, that foaminess.
Exactly.
It does nothing to clean the teeth. It just creates the foam.
It just creates the foam.
Okay.
Now, I'm talking about other additives that you might find in your toothpaste, which is the antibacterial, the flavorants, like things that make it sweet, the color, and all that. Now, let's talk about the problems with all these ingredients that I've listed in your toothpaste.
Okay, so you've shared with us the ingredients and what they are used for.
Yes.
Now, you're showing the flip side of the coin. There are some concerns regarding these ingredients.
Yeah.
Be it the surfactant, be it the fluoride, or be it the abrasives.
The abrasives.
Okay.
Now, this toothpaste, the way they are designed, they're supposed to be used in small quantities. Now, let's break down these ingredients.
How small is small?
Like a pea-sized.
Like the size of one bean.
Like one single bean. Yes, is enough to clean your teeth.
But on the TV commercial, the way they are showing
us. They load the brush. They heap the brush so that, yes, they want you to get to use more on time. Okay, let me expose them. Right, but I think that's what they are trying to do. Okay, let's break this down. This fluoride, in time past, is believed to be the most effective active ingredient in your toothpaste. If it's not in your toothpaste, it's not a good toothpaste. So they advise you to look for toothpaste that has fluoride in it. Now, recently, research have come up to tell us that fluoride, if taken in large amounts, can cause dental fluorosis, which is the discoloration of your teeth. You are trying to get your teeth white, and this same thing that's supposed to make your teeth clean can cause discoloration. So what's the point?
Okay.
Especially in children. Now, we can't control what our children put in their mouths. I've seen children swallow toothpaste. They call it because it's sweet. So they put it and ingest it. Now, taking too much of this fluoride can cause stomach discomfort. It can lead to abnormal glucose metabolism.
Okay.
I've talked about dental fluorosis. That is a common effect of fluorides.
Okay. Help our listeners understand when you say too much. Earlier on, you shared that the advised amount of toothpaste should be just a bean size,
just
a pea size.
Small size.
But most of us use like a figure 8 size.
Yeah.
Which likely is probably going above the recommended amount.
Yes.
So is it very likely that our children or even us adults are using a bit too much fluoride?
Most people are using too much toothpaste. I mean, when I recently discovered this, I was talking to you about it to my friends, and they're like, if I use that size, it won't clean my teeth now. I said, okay, just try it. Just divide your toothbrush into four with your eye and put one part of that four. Use it to brush your teeth. And then they all told me, my teeth is clean. It washes very well. It cleans very well. Like, so what are we saying?
Okay, so that lesson number one, reduce the quantity.
Now let's move forward. The surfactants, the foaming agents. You don't need your toothpaste to foam before you know it's cleaning your mouth. This SLS, I need everyone listening to this to do their research. Sodium lauryl sulfate has so many harmful effects on our body. It causes ulcers, stomach ulcers, throat ulcers, different inflammation in the body. It has been linked to cancer and other autoimmune conditions. Now, I saw back in 2016 that they banned this in soaps. SLS. They banned it. No, it's not SLS. It's a triclosan. I'll move further to that. They banned it in soaps, but they allow it in toothpaste. How do you ban something that is supposed to wash outside your body, but leave the one that's supposed to clean inside your body alone when you know it's going to be causing harmful effects? Now, this brings me forward to the other part of ingredients of toothpaste, that's the antibacterials. We don't need antibacterials to clean our mouth. Our mouth has been created in such a way that it washes itself. The saliva you produce is supposed to give you that cleansing effect after you eat. But it's important to wash your mouth just to clear away the bacteria that has been there already. So adding triclosan, this is the most common antibacterial that is found in our toothpaste. Adding that will just improve your sensitivity to antibacterials. Now imagine you're already taking antibacterials every day. When you now need the antibacterial, your body has already grown sensitive to it. It can no longer fight the real bacterial infection. Apart from the fact that it reduces your sensitivity to bacterials, it causes a lot of endocrine problems. Endocrine problems like your hormones, causes hormonal imbalance. It has been linked to cancer and other autoimmune conditions. I'm begging everyone, we don't need triclosan in any part of our self-care products.
Please label that one, the red star, triclosan. If it's in your toothpaste, look for another brand. As she has rightly said, it's an antibiotic. You're in your mouth, you have healthy bacteria in the mouth. Yes, there's some unhealthy one. But just a regular cleansing without any antibacterial component is more than adequate to maintain that balance of good bacteria in the mouth. Track that triclosan. Earlier on, you were talking about sodium lauryl sulfate, the foaming agent.
Yes, having some SLS.
SLS, having some concerns regarding the endocrine disruption.
Yes.
That means your hormones. We're all hormonal creatures. Men, we have tons of hormones that percolate through us every day. Our women, even more so, especially regarding the reproductive cycle. Hormones, whether it's prolactin, estrogen, progesterone, you name it. So whenever we introduce things that may cause problems with this natural signaling system, one ought to be concerned. So SLS is a yellow flag. Triclosan is a huge red flag. Okay?
Yeah, these products, most of them will make synthetic estrogen. Estrogen is produced by our body. Now, you're ingesting this and it's mimicking the estrogen that is in your body. Best believe it's going to affect fertility. It's going to affect development and growth. It's going to cause genetic mutations. And later in the years, you are finding different things happening to your children. And you are wondering where it all started from. Most of these synthetic ingredients are the root cause of all these problems. The important thing is to boost your immunity, improve your gut flora. Once you have a healthy gut, you have healthy bacteria growing in your body. You really don't need to go the extra mile adding synthetic things to your lifestyle.
So, we're discussing toothpaste. Ingredients that are deemed beneficial, and we're looking at the flip side of the coin, those same ingredients and what science is saying about these ingredients. And she's giving you very clear guidance, setting things to watch out for. If they're there, make wiser choices, especially in children. We're very clear on the quantity you use, diminish it to just one quarter of your toothbrush. it equally cleanses as the massive figure 8 one that we see on the adverts. Okay.
Now, these are the common components of a toothpaste that are popular in the market. Some toothpaste brands go as far as adding saccharin, parabens, as preservatives. Saccharins are what makes the toothpaste sweet. It's a petroleum-based sweetener. Imagine something that is petroleum-based. You are taking it in your mouth. And some people are saying it's toothpaste, you wash it out. No, your mouth will absorb some of it. You have salivary glands there. You have blood vessels there. They are absorbing those things. Why do you think they ask you to put medication under your tongue? Because it's going to be absorbed sublingually. So when you are washing that toothpaste, you are absorbing all these chemicals into your mouth. Now, saccharin is a petroleum-based substitute which makes toothpaste sweet. I don't blame children for wanting to swallow toothpaste. It is sweet. So there's no point adding this to a toothpaste. Just leave it as tasteless as it is. I think it's better if we take toothpaste that is not sweet. It will discourage children from swallowing it. Now, parabens in toothpaste, I don't even know. All these ingredients I've listed now, there's nothing natural inside. So why are you adding paraben? There's nothing that's going to spoil. If you leave it as it is, it's going to stay like that. But if you feel your toothpaste is going to, I don't know, it's going to oxidize, or except maybe it has something that is organic in it. Maybe that's why you need preservatives. But there are many natural alternatives to parabens. Parabens should be left out of our cosmetic products.
Please, as we always say on this program, health is by choice. Don't believe what we're saying. Just go out there and do the research. Go online, research parabens. There's a lot of concerns regarding parabens. Yes, we know they help increase the shelf life of the product, including the toothpaste. But like she's rightly said, do you really need it when you have other things that are already chemically made and have somewhat infinite life, you know, somewhat long longevity already? Okay. Let's pause for a minute. This issue of saccharin and other sweeteners that are used. Like you already said, if it's purely for the mouth, why do we need the sweetener in it? To make it more attractive in the marketing. And children are lured to that sweetness and they take it and they swallow it. I know many of us, as children, did so because the toothpaste was
sweet.
You know, I'm tempted to ask, what were we doing long before toothpaste came along? How long have toothpaste been around? There's two books I would challenge our listeners to go and read. One is Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. You can go and see it online. And the other one, the name will come back in a moment. Books that look at ancient cultures and how they took care of their oral hygiene prior to the petroleum industrial age and the coming of these chemical-based toothpastes. All right. So, I'm sure some of you are asking, okay, fine. So, we have all these concerns from fertility and hormonal disruption and antibacterial causing ulcers, all these things. Okay, what are you telling us? What's the option?
What can we do?
What can we do?
Okay. Well, for starters, we're already using toothpaste. It's very popular. So, I can't even stop some people from using toothpaste. They won't listen to me. If you must use a toothpaste, use it in small quantity. Use a small size. Brush your mouth. Rinse your mouth. And that is it. Go about your business. There are other alternatives to toothpaste. I'll start with charcoal. Activated charcoal, if you can find it in the market, no problem. But charcoal is okay. It's excellent in... it works as an abrasive. It works as absorbing bacteria. It absorbs toxins in the mouth. It's used as it's used to prevent poisoning.
Yes.
So charcoal is an excellent choice for brushing your teeth. Just put a small quantity in a container, wet your toothbrush, dip it in, wash your teeth. It's going to make your teeth white. Then there's chewing stick, if you can handle it. Most of our grandparents, great grandparents, that's what they used, and they lived their life going about their normal activities. Their mouth did not smell. Chewing stick is It's fine, and even the herbs in the stick is also beneficial for you. Then there's something you can do.
Chewing stick.
Yes.
There's two my mother exposed us to. One is a twig from bitter leaf. The other is from the neem.
Neem leaf.
Neem leaf. And these two have potent antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal
properties.
Okay. And then you mentioned charcoal.
Charcoal.
If you opt to try charcoal, get it from a reputable place. There's different grades of charcoal out there. Don't go to the market and buy the one that comes in the big sack.
Mm-mm.
No. Go to the pharmacy and get the ones that are properly prepared. There's a way to prepare charcoal, activated charcoal, that can look very healthy.
We have grey powder at Carib Health.
So there are other mixtures on the market. There are certain clays that can be used also. Certain clays such as there's bentonite,
kaolin.
There's kaolin, and there are a few other clays out there that can be used, used in traditional societies around the world historically. So there are options too. Okay, any other options?
Now, this is just an addition to brushing your teeth and maintaining its health. It's called oil pulling. You should do research about it. It's as simple as putting a small quantity of oil, like 2 tablespoons of oil, in your mouth and swishing it around for maybe 2-3 minutes and then spit it out. The point of this is the oil mixes with the oily particles in your mouth and helps to improve the cleaning action of your mouth. I remember I said in the beginning, your mouth cleanses itself, it washes itself. So the oil just helps to improve that function.
All right, we'll take a break here, and when we come back, you can reach us on 0700-923. Okay, take a break. Okay.
Hey, stop right there. That's the dial. Inspiration. 92.3 Inspiration FM.
World Food Day, the 2022 Hope for Life Initiative, in partnership with Nigerian American Chamber of Commerce, NACC, Lagos State Consumer Protection Agency, LASCOPA, the Nigerian Maritime Administration and Safety Agency, NIMASA, and SMEDAN, commemorate 2022 World Food Day. Theme: Safe Food Today for Healthy Tomorrow. Leave no one behind. Time: 10 a.m. Date: 17th of October, 2022. Registration for this seminar is free. Venue: Radisson Blue Anchorage Hotel, Lagos, VI, number 1 Ozumba, Mbadiwe Road, Lagos. For exhibition, booking, and adverts placement, call 0809-944-8292 or 0708-513-6088. Come one, come all. The stage is set. The gladiators are ready.
Are ready.
Eyes on the prize. Only one will stand above the rest. Only one will claim gold in the desert. It is the FIFA World Cup.
In the World Cup final!
Football's crown jewel. Join the Inspiration FM Sports team on Touchdown Qatar as we take you on an amazing journey through the 2022 FIFA World Cup. Get all the action, news, previews, reviews, reactions, analysis, and everything you need to know about the Qatar 2022 World Cup.
Would you believe it? And it's a hat-trick for Cristiano Ronaldo.
Argentina's prayers have just been answered by the little man. The name is Messi.
Touchdown Qatar, live from November 14 to December 19, Monday to Friday, 10:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. and the special weekend edition, Saturday and Sunday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on your number one family radio station, 92.3 Inspiration FM. Touchdown Qatar, your first class ticket to the Mondial.
Counter-attacking football at its best.
The game is over. The players are off the pitch, but the fans remain to tell the tale. Join us on Counter Attack and have your say on the most topical and controversial issues in the world of sports.
Excuse me, on a more serious note, Antonio, you need to apologize. Did you just call him a useless coach? You can't.
think you know better than us? Want to counter what anybody else has said? Let's all meet on Counterattack. This is your chance to take control of the mic and tell us exactly how you feel. Counterattack, Mondays to Thursdays, 4:15 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. on your number one family radio, Inspiration 92.3. Counterattack, you get to do all the talking. Counterattack. This September, Fidelity SME Forum will now come your way at 5 p.m. on Tuesdays, with a repeat broadcast on Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. We continue to equip you with insights, skills, and expertise required for building a sustainable and successful business. Join us then.
It's your number one family radio, Inspiration FM.
Okay, so we're back. You can send us a message. Our topic on Balance Half Hour is toothpaste. What is in your toothpaste? Our guest is Susan Oloyomide, discussing in some detail what we should ought to know about those pastes that we use daily, sometimes twice a day, if not more. You can send us a WhatsApp to 0817-313-6193. We have a caller coming in. Good afternoon. Name and where you're calling from.
Hello, good afternoon, and good afternoon to your guests.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is Alex. Can you hear me well?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the awareness of these two things, because, but my concern is, to deal with this odor, you know, the stench from the mouth, is I used string stick. First of all, I use string stick, and I also use toothpaste. But hearing your guests talk about those contents that are being used, which are not good for the health, it makes me feel kind of wary, seriously, because most of all, we don't know about this. And we know we have some kind of chemicals which are being used for this toothpaste. And this, what's his name? There's one other name, something that tastes like sweet, the sweetener.
Saccharin.
Saccharin, yeah. So they do use this saccharin to produce some of these drinks that like looks like wine.
Yes.
Wine. And most people consume that. Is it the same saccharin you're talking about?
It's the same one. It's used in many fizzy drinks, many drinks that we have today. Okay. Check the ingredients, you'll see it.
This charcoal and the clay, can it be gotten from the pharmacy or where?
You can find activated charcoal in some pharmacies. Some stores even have charcoal. It's a cosmetic product too. They put it in soaps, I think.
Because you mentioned we can't use that one made from wood. That's the one that is being locally burnt.
No, that's not the ideal one. You want preferably vegetable grade charcoal. So
also, this moringa. I think I did a research on that. I think that moringa is also good for brushing the teeth.
Moringa twig, that is correct. Yes. There are several plants. Yes.
Please, what do we use now to make sure we have a fresh breath after cleaning our mouth?
I'll give a few tips. The most important thing is to mind what you put into your mouth. If you're eating healthy food, you are boosting your gut flora. That is eating organic foods that are not synthetic or processed. Even if you are eating it in minimal quantity, you stand a chance of boosting your immune system. Your immune system can fight off bacterial infections. It's when bacteria is growing in your mouth that causes your mouth to smell. So, you are maintaining a healthy diet, you are brushing your teeth well, you are brushing your tongue. There's a very good chance that your mouth will smell fresh all day long.
Because hearing you, thank you so much. Because hearing you saying, talking about this, that means I have to reduce using this toothpaste, because it seems it's going to be very harmful for our own health.
See, that's why I said start small. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, but just give us all the tips so that we know what to do about it. Thank you.
Okay. We will likely have probably a Zoom to expand much more on this. If you want to participate on that Zoom, just send a WhatsApp message to 0809-7... Okay. This number. 0809-771-4455. send a WhatsApp or text message to 0809-771-4455. We'll likely have a Zoom online discussion where we can expand a lot more and talk about the alternatives and where and how to get some of these alternatives at your local pharmacy and other places in general.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, our time is just about well spent. Any more questions, please reach us on that number. This is Wellness Half Hour. Susan, thank you very much for that expose.
Thank you for having me, sir.
And you all have an awesome, blessed Sunday and week ahead. Thank you.